Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got a whole bunch of great content ready to roll for you here on Election Eve, Monday, November 4th. Can we just get this thing in the bag and get this thing over with and get home? Can we just take this thing home? I know everybody's ready for this thing to just be completely over with. You're done with all these campaign commercials and more. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you're somebody who is just stressed out and you're hitting refresh on every, you know, social media platform, every news story possible. But look, turn off your social media for a little while. Go down to a campaign office. See what you can do to help. You know, whether it's stuffing envelopes, going door to door, making phone calls. If you're sitting there and you're stressing out, the best thing you can do is get moving and do something. Don't just sit back and worry about things. Anyway, I saw some great advice on that front. I don't know if it was Jack Posobiec or who it was who shared that info via X the other day. But hey, before we get to all the big polling updates and more, Jim Messina, you know, was Barack Obama's 2012 campaign manager, a longtime Montana Democrat political operative. He was chief of staff to corrupt China sellout Max Baucus. But anyway, Jim Messina says this is what has Kamala Harris's campaign freaking out the most. We'll share that with you here in just a few minutes. But first, squirrel, what's the story with the squirrel? Have you guys been saying everybody's talking about Peanut the squirrel? What is the story with Peanut the squirrel?
New York Congressman Nick Langworthy announcing on X he's demanding answers from New York Governor Kathy Hochul and the Department of Environmental Conservation following the unannounced raid that led to the killing of Peanut the squirrel and another rescued animal, a raccoon named Fred, at a home in upstate Chemung County. Langworthy telling TMZ that their deaths were total government overreach. Peanut was orphaned at birth, and after he could not be released into the wild, lived as a house squirrel with Mark Long and his wife for 7 years. His escapades documented on Instagram, where he has more than 670,000 followers. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Yeah, that's it. Do you guys remember the movie Up? It was this kids kind of cartoon movie, the movie Up, and the dog, they gave this dog this device where he could actually speak, and the dog would be talking to his owner, and then all of a sudden he'd go, squirrel, and he'd look the other way. Well, we have an actual squirrel story in the news. You guys know how easily distracted I get, especially at 6:06 in the morning. Squirrel, I might have five different things we're going to talk about, but here we are talking about an actual squirrel story. That's right. This popular, lovable, social influencer squirrel, they killed it in New York State. You know, they don't have enough time to go after all the illegal aliens slaughtering innocent people, apparently, in New York State. But boy, do they have time to go in and slaughter the squirrel. You know, isn't it interesting about these Democrats on the left? They'll slaughter the lambs. They'll slaughter the squirrels. They'll slaughter the calves. But then look at what they defend. They'll defend the wolves. They'll defend the scavengers. They'll defend the people slaughtering the innocent right here on American streets, time and time again. Man, if you think Peanut the squirrel is cute, what about these baby lambs that get slaughtered by wolves? But yet look at how the Democrats defend the wolves.
Securing America.
U.S. officials say the fact that North Korean troops have been sent to assist Russia in that country's fight against Ukraine further accentuates the need for reliable alliances. During a news conference Thursday following meetings with South Korean officials, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the issue.
What we're also seeing underscores the indivisibility of security between the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic theaters.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is expanding its cooperative efforts with South Korea.
And we're increasing the regular deployments of U.S. strategic assets on the Korean Peninsula.
Austin adding that the action by the Russians and North Koreans poses a threat to everyone, not just the Ukrainians, because
a permanent member of the U.N. Security Council is violating Security Council resolutions that it agreed to.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area today. High temperature readings will range from the mid-40s in Bozeman to about 51 in Billings. For tonight, with cloudy skies, snow showers developing across the Bozeman area with around an inch or less for any accumulations there. Lows for around to mid-20s in Bozeman, mid-20s in Billings. We'll see rain and snow showers Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Election day is almost here. Here's what we're going to do on through Tuesday with Montana Talks. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk. We're going to give candidates the opportunity to talk. You can call in. They can call in. Plus, we're going to keep an eye out for the big breaking news. What's the big story of the day? You'll get the chance to tell us. Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. The phone number, put it in your speed dial, 406-294-0970.
Securing America.
The U.S. military had a successful recruiting year in fiscal 2024 following a couple of leaner years where goals were not met. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder.
We must continue to recruit and retain the best that our country has to offer.
But Dr. Katie Helen, the Director of Military Ascension Policy, says recent data shows why that's been harder lately.
The majority of youth have never even considered military service as an option.
A shift to more modern methods of communication is helping. Navy Rear Admiral Jim Waters.
We ramped up our presence on social media, expanded our esports efforts, and employed creative talent in our award-winning Sailor Versus YouTube series.
And all agree that the goal is, as Marine Major General William Bowers says,
we compete for the very best young people in every zip code in our nation.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see, where should we start? Well, let's start with you. Let's start with some messages that came in on the Montana Talks app over the weekend here. A listener in Columbia Falls sent us a message a couple of days ago. Who are we watching on X for election results November 5th? I will not be watching NBC, ABC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NPR scripts. Well, I'll tell you what, follow me, x.com/Aaron Flint, and then also follow at PVT Joker US, Private Joker. That's John Jackson, the Joker from X. Follow him, follow me. Also follow David Noble at LexerFan, at LCTRFan. Follow the three of us, and then I think with just the three of us, you'll get a mixture of Montana stuff, you'll get a mixture of some national stuff, because we all follow various accounts that will be sharing some late-breaking information. But David, and I think David's even going to be, is he going to be doing his live Twitch TV stuff? I think he's going to be doing some live Twitch TV podcasting as well. I am going to be in Bozeman for what could be one of, if not the biggest election night parties in the country. So I will be there covering that event. So I'll try to, Twitter might be my primary, or X, it might be my primary outlet for sharing information, just because I want to be out around talking to people. I want to be checking election results. I don't want to be just, you know, sitting there at a computer the whole time. And so it's a lot easier for me to just, you know, send out a quick tweet on X or something like that. So anyway, great question. Thanks for that one. And if you guys have folks that you'd recommend for our listener in Columbia Falls or for the rest of us to follow on X on election night, definitely hit us up. By the way, I'm going to be doing a live show from Bozeman the day after the election as well, and then we're going to have John Jackson back here in the studio so that we got somebody kind of manning the fort here, and then I'll be out there in Bozeman because a lot of the big statewide officials and statewide races are going to be
in the House for that that big election night party in Bozeman. So anyway, but it's not time to talk about parties yet. Everybody's got work to do here. Tim and Savage sent us a message on the Montana Talks app as well. 60 Minutes corruption. 60 Minutes still will not release the transcript. That's of the Kamala Harris interview, right, Tim? Where they basically edited her responses to make her sound more coherent. Crazy. So that's why they won't release the transcript. Apparently, not only are they trying to protect Kamala Harris, but they also don't want to expose themselves for the corruption here, apparently. And then he talks about this. Saturday Night Live, SNL blatantly gives the finger to the FCC equal time rule, and a senile old man at the head of the Party of Joy and Unity says he wants to smack Republicans in the Wasn't that just weird? And a march in D.C. with the focus solely on abortion. And then Tim and Savage asks the question that we are all asking, which is, how in the hell is Harris anywhere close to Trump in this election? Evil forces are truly at work. Hey, I mentioned David Noble. David Noble on the phone lines already. David, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, I just wanted to let your listeners know I am going to be doing some live streaming on my Twitch channel today, tomorrow, off and on. But more importantly, I've also let the RNC know that if they need lawyers in Montana, that I'll be available for them. And so I may be doing some running around, going down to the Metro, you know, make sure they shut down at 8 o'clock, make sure they're following all the election laws, that sort of a thing. But I'll be doing that. And so follow me on my Twitter. I'll be updating, probably send out some pictures from the Metro, stuff like that. And then I'll potentially be down at the Yellowstone County Courthouse, you know, late into the night, Tuesday night, if that's necessary. I'll be putting up YouTube shorts. Follow me on YouTube. I'll be putting up YouTube videos, but then I'll be off and on twitch.tv. And then, of course, following Aaron Flint and all of the great news that you're going to be putting out, I'm going to be looking forward to updates from you over there in Bozeman, Aaron.
Hey, no, that's great. Yeah, and anytime you want to join us on the show, Tuesday, you want to call in or pop into the studio, we'll have the Joker in the house with us, and then John's going to join us the day after the election as well. It might be a late night for you on Tuesday night, but if you want to join us at all on Wednesday, feel free to pop into the studio with John, or we can try to figure out a way to sneak in callers as well, even though I'll be off on a remote location. So, yeah, no, it should be a very interesting couple of days. I hope it's not a late night for you, David. I hope it is such a massive victory for Tim Sheehy and the Republicans on Tuesday night that folks can go back to having election day again instead of election week.
I agree, and I think we're going to see that here in Montana, and it's going to be so interesting nationally. You know, they're saying we're going to get the East Coast results first, obviously, and there's a couple of sort of bellwether congressional races on the East Coast, a couple of bellwether counties on the East Coast. We may know real early on in the evening about the national results, depending on sort of what you see out of some of those swing results. And then, of course, here in Montana, I'm really looking forward to some of the early returns and what that tells us.
Especially with the huge number of people that voted early and the huge numbers that have already come in. Yeah, we should, if those counts are posted early, you know, shortly after 8 p.m., we should get at least a huge batch of early numbers, given the huge batch of people that voted early. We got to hit the hard break here, but David Noble, if you want to stick around, feel free. We can chat more after this, or if you got to run, that's okay.
I got to run. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Thanks, David. Great to hear from you. Hey, there you go. I love it. That's why it's so fun to start with these messages on the Montana Talks app, because there we go. That listener in Columbia Falls prompting a great phone call from our friend David Noble. And again, you can follow him on X at LectureFan, at LCTRFan, and he'll be on Twitch TV as well.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
What was Donald Trump doing in an orange vest riding around in a garbage truck other than drawing lots of media coverage? Well, this dates back to President Biden making a blunder that hurt his vice president by saying that the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. Now, that choked off the generally favorable coverage of Kamala Harris on the Washington Ellipse. And it all goes back to a comedian at the Madison Square Garden rally saying, thought this was funny, that Puerto Rico is an island of floating garbage. Now, you might call this a garbage campaign because there's a lot of stunts and charges and countercharges back and forth. In fact, when Donald Trump said he's going to do it, that is protect women from illegal immigrant criminals, whether the women like it or not, that brought a sharp response from the vice president. I think this shows how they react in real time. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area today. High temperature readings will range from the mid-40s in Bozeman to about 51 in Billings. For tonight, with cloudy skies, snow showers developing across the Bozeman area with around an inch or less for any accumulations there. Lows for around to mid-20s in Bozeman, mid-20s in Billings. We'll see rain and snow showers Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Betrayal. If I could use one word to sum up the 2024 elections, it is that word, betrayal. Betrayal on our southern border. The betrayal of our Stillwater miners. The betrayal of inflation and high energy prices. Betrayal came to mind once again as we were talking about our left-wing Montana Supreme Court. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Check out this headline. Who are the sons of Montana that we keep hearing about?
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're back with you here. Hey, sorry about that. I'm down refilling my cup of coffee. I assumed we'd have the Farm and Ranch Report playing there. It's supposed to be all automated. So, yeah. All right. Hey, that's all right. Let's jump right back into it here. Yeah, I'm filling up my cup of coffee. I'm checking my text messages here. Here we go. But that's all right. All right. We'll check in with our team to see why that didn't automatically play for you here this morning, because that's how it's supposed to work here in this day of automation. Plus, our friends Russell. In fact, you know, I was joking about Peanut the Squirrel. Squirrel! That story about the, you know, where here you have, look at this government overreach in New York State. They've got all the time in the world to go after a pet squirrel, but they can't go after the illegal aliens that are targeting the innocent all across New York State right now. But anyway, I was going to joke, too, you know, that movie Up. My name's Russell, the Boy Scout kid that shows up on the old man's door. I always love it when Russell's Farm and Ranch Report comes on from the Western Ag Network. My name's Russell. Anyway, good stuff. All right, let's see. Where were we at here? So Tim and Savage, actually, I just got a message from Tim and Savage. I was going to shoot him a quick message back, and then Caden, who's filling in for us this morning, said, hey, we're back on the air already. He's like, oh, okay, all right. So anyway, Tim and Savage was saying, man, I wish I could be at that election night party in Bozeman, but I got a couple of jobs back here. I gotta show up at the next day. Tim, you got to take at least one day off. This could be one of the biggest election night parties in the country. Now, here's the deal. Look, folks, we don't know what these battleground polls, if they're accurate, what they're saying, if any of these other Senate candidates across Montana or across the United States are going to win, if the in these battleground states. But what we do know is that if you, those of you who haven't gotten out to vote yet, if you get out and vote and you vote red, that you could be the vote that delivers accountability. You could be the vote that gets this across the finish line. Now, they're saying that things are tightening. They're saying that things are tightening, which makes your efforts here in these last couple of days all the more important. But there was a couple of things that Tim sent us when he messaged us on the Montana Talks app. He said, here you've got the senile old man at the head of the Party of Joy and Unity saying he wants to smack Republicans in the For those of you who are like, okay, what did Joe Biden say now? Well, first off, for our Democrat listeners out there, let not your heart be troubled. They have isolated Joe Biden. They have sent him back to some basement in Delaware, and apparently they are removing his internet access so that he can't harm Kamala any more than he already has here in the final few days. Yeah, think about that. He is the president of the United States, and they have isolated him because they don't want him to say anything else right now. Luke Tomlinson had a great report for Fox News where he featured the latest do you call it a gaffe anymore from Joe Biden?
2 weeks ago, President Biden said he wanted to lock up Donald Trump. Then he called his supporters garbage. And then this remark yesterday while visiting his childhood home of Scranton.
There's one more thing Trump and his Republican friends want to do. They want another giant tax cut for the wealthy. Now, I know some of you guys are tempted to think it's macho guy. I'll tell you what, man. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the
Now, Larry, with the ladies present, the producers wanted to bleep that out. Here was President Biden last week while speaking on that Zoom call to Latino voters.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
And a former Obama speechwriter says the president is better off staying home.
If I was Joe Biden, and I knew, look, his legacy obviously is at stake in this election, and he is the president of the United States, got a lot of work to do as president, I would probably look at the numbers, I would look at the race and say, I'm going to focus on being president for the next couple of days. And that's probably the best, that's the best thing he can do for not just the Harris campaign, but himself and his legacy too.
Now, of course, if Joe Biden was going to focus on being president for the next couple of days, then why is he in Delaware? Why isn't he at the White House? I mean, why isn't he, you know, if they're going to sequester him anywhere, why isn't he sequestered at the Situation Room? He's going to focus on being president the next couple of days. They just want him completely out of the picture. But then again, it's not like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama seem to be doing her too many favors either. I mean, Barack Obama just looks angry. He looks like he'd rather just spend time bragging about himself than he would actually trying to help her out. And then, Bill Clinton the other day was saying, hey, just because the economy was better under Trump doesn't mean that you should vote for Donald Trump. Yeah, gee, thanks, Bill. Thanks a lot, Bill. And then what did he say before that? He was saying, you know, if the border was secure, you know, this young woman wouldn't have been, if we vetted these people coming across our southern border, you know, this young lady wouldn't have been killed. Well, gee, you think, Bill? You think? All right, I think we're going to get the Fox News update in here in just a couple of seconds. And then 60 seconds later, we'll be back out with you here. Jim Messina, Barack Hussein Obama's 2012 campaign manager, weighs in. He was on MSNBC saying what is really worrying the Kamala Harris campaign right now. I think we'll start. Well, here, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. So here it is. This is Jim Messina. Jim Messina was the longtime chief of staff to former Montana Democrat Senator Max Baucus. God, we were stuck with that guy for like four decades. You want to know why our industrial base is in tatters right now? Why the timber industry has been destroyed in Montana? Why there's been attacks on oil, gas, and coal? You name it. You know why Signal Peak Energy and the Bull Mountain coal mine is in such a battle to stay alive right now? You can point back to Max Baucus, and you can point to his buddy, Liberal Senator John Tester. We were stuck with that guy for four decades. That guy put so many of these liberal federal judges on the bench, and these liberal federal judges are the ones that destroyed the timber industry, that are now targeting oil, gas, and coal, and they've just wreaked havoc. Why do you think so much of our tax base, our property tax base, is so reliant on residential taxpayers right now instead of industrial taxpayers? Because there's fewer industrial taxpayers. I'm going all Mark Levin on you because Mark Levin had a great... Because the Democrats and their policies and their liberal federal judges destroyed our industrial base. And that's exactly what Governor Greg Gianforte and the Republicans are working to rebuild right now, is the industrial base that was destroyed by the... Anyway, before I go down that rant again, see, you got me going again here. Anyway, Jim Messina worked for Max Baucus, that guy that sold us out to China. But Jim Messina, you know, he ran Obama's 2012 campaign, so he's a smart guy when it comes to presidential campaign politics. He was on MSNBC, said this.
The early vote numbers are a little scary, and you and I have been texting back and forth. Republicans didn't do what they did last time. Last time Trump said don't early vote, and so they didn't. Republicans do have an advantage in early vote numbers. When the early vote come in, it's going to look a little bit different than 2020, and that's scary. But when you kind of dig into the numbers that I care the most about are two blocks, women voters and young voters. And those two voting blocks are coming big, Jen. Women voters make up 55% of the early voters. And in the past 10 days, young voters in these battleground states are coming out in what looks to be, for early vote, historic numbers. And that makes the Harris campaign very, very happy. But when you look at some of the early vote numbers, it has led lots of your friends and my friends to call me panicking.
All right. So he says his Democrat friends are calling him panicking. Look, hey, that's a good sign. However, don't take it for granted. Don't assume that Donald J. Trump is going to win the White House. But even if he does, we still need a Senate that will back him up, not stab him in the back. Which is why you got to get out and vote, and you got to kick this flip-flop flat top to the curb once and for all. By the way, speaking of flip-flop flat top, man, there is a story that I didn't get to last week, but we need to share this one. It highlights his hypocrisy.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So the story I was going to start the show with earlier this morning before the squirrel came up. By the way, it's not just a squirrel, a pet squirrel that the Democrats killed. The DailyWire.com has a full write-up here. From the Capitol Fox to Charlotte the Groundhog, Democrats have a wild track record. Peanut the squirrel isn't the first defenseless animal Democrats have killed. Kelly in Glasgow reminded us, Pete the raccoon. Poor guy, they went after Pete the raccoon as well. My goodness, if Pete the raccoon was a member of Tren de Aragua, he might still be alive. That's right, Bill Clinton. Yeah, what about Pete the raccoon? What about Peanut the squirrel? That little peanut taken far too early. Kamala Harris, this is what I wanted to start with here. This is so symbolic. This is so symbolic of John Tester as well. And really of the Democrats up and down the ticket. Democrat candidates for the legislature here in Montana. Look, at this point, they're all going to say one thing, and then they're going to do another thing. They're going to be out there pretending to be moderate, pretending to support you on this topic or that topic, and then they're going to get to Helena, and you're going to see their true colors. Did you guys hear about this? Kamala Harris, she even got busted by CNN. CNN did this big expose where they reported on the fact that Kamala Harris is running two different campaign commercials. No, not two different ones. Just hear me out here. She is running two different campaign commercials on the very same topic. If you are a Muslim American in Michigan, you are going to hear
one message about Israel and the Gaza Strip. If you are a Jewish voter in Pennsylvania, you're going to hear a totally different message about Israel and the Gaza Strip. These people are so phony. They are so phony that John Tester does the same exact thing. He'll come and tell you one thing, and then he'll go back and do another thing with Chuck Schumer. Or, you know, he might tell you one thing if he's in, you know, South Central Montana, and then he goes back to Missoula and he tells them another thing. Listen to this. This comes from Mediaite.com, but this was a report. I think it was Kip Jones on X who shared. No, Kip Jones, I think, was on CNN. Here you go.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
All right, well, it's a very different story for an ad in Pennsylvania targeting Jewish voters.
Let me be clear. I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself, and I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself, because the people of Israel must never again face the horror that a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7th.
Yeah, look at this. These people are so phony. They're so two-faced, and it's such a reminder of two-faced Tester. And he's even waffled on Israel, by the way, too. He's waffled on Israel. He'll, you know, he'll claim to support Israel, but then he undermined them, he undercut them, and it's just like, yeah, two-faced Tester. And there you go, Kamala Harris running the exact same Tester-style campaign. We got a couple of Tims on the phone lines. Let's go to Tim and Savage, who called in first. Tim, great to hear from you.
Hey, first, I got to apologize for not having your back at 620. I just could not remember where I put the sorghum prices, or else I would have called in with the farm report.
Yeah, we should. So, next time, Caden, if the farm and ranch report doesn't air and I'm down having coffee or smoking and joking with the breakfast flakes, just get Tim and Savage to call in. He'll give us the update.
Oh, say, man, the difference between the R's and the D's is that when we change our position, we fess up to it. I have flip-flopped. I will be in Bozeman tomorrow night.
I was going to say, man, you know, seriously, like, on Thursday, you'd be like, oh, for Pete's sake, why didn't I go to that election night party in Bozeman?
I don't want to be grandma's oh for Pete's sake moment later this week. So yeah, I'll be there, and then I'll be all bright and early. You put me to work whatever you want on Wednesday morning. I'd be honored to. And then, hey, you know what I can do on my way back through? Stop at Billings Last Diet. I'm down 40. So you're not going to recognize me, brother.
That's awesome. Man, you're down 40 pounds because of Billings Last Diet now. That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. So hey, got to take that great feeling and get down to Bozeman and celebrate with everybody else. It's going to be a wonderful night. So really looking forward to it.
So Wednesday morning, this is going to be so cool. We're going to be doing a live show from the Rockin' R, the Rockin' R Bar. That's where we're going to be for our special election day after show. With hopefully we have actual results to talk about. I think we will. I'm pretty confident we'll have Montana. Montana will be called one way or the other, but I'm hoping it's just such a big night. I'm hoping all these battleground polls are just missing something big, and it's just a big election night for Donald J. Trump, Tim Sheehy, and the rest on down the ticket. I hope we defeat CI-126. Man, there's so many important things on the ballot. But no, it's right. This is history. This is potential history in the making, one way or the other. Either our country goes this way or it goes that way.
Well, and we will have results from Montana. Remember, the legislature recently made a change, so there we don't pull any of those shenanigans where we're going to stop counting at midnight and then get back to it when we get to it the next day. It's in the law. They need to continue to count until they're done. So we. You know, by 6 a.m., we will have results, at least across the 406. And so, yeah, we've got to make sure all of those communist initiatives, constitutional initiatives go down. I mean, they're just horrible.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thanks for the reminder on the law passed by the Montana legislature. Because I remember in the 2006 race, that was when flip-flop, flat-top first won his race for the United States Senate. But I remember being at the courthouse in Yellowstone County
what, 3 o'clock in the morning. Jake Wittenberg was a reporter at the time. I was a producer for the TV station. We were both down there at the courthouse. But yeah, stay until the job is done. You have one job. Count the votes, get the job done, get the results out to the people. But yeah, hopefully it's a big night. Well, I'm glad you're going to make it there, Tim, because I was going to say, I was like, man, do you really want to, you know, your TPS reports can wait for another day.
Okay, we'll do that. Hey, I'm going to cede the rest of my time to the Honorable Tim from Billings, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
All righty. All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there. And, yeah, see you Wednesday at the Rockin' R. Tim N. Savage. By the way, Billings' last diet, he just mentioned it. He lives way out on the North Dakota border, but he has lost 40 pounds thanks to Billings' last diet. Telling you guys, if you haven't checked into Billings' last diet yet, check them out. Give them a call, 406-294-6751, or you can go to BillingsLastDiet.com. But he said he's going to stop in and say hi to the crew at Billings Last Diet, but he doesn't have to stop in. He just wants to. The reason he doesn't have to stop in is because they have a remote option, so everybody across Montana can now benefit from Billings Last Diet and their incredible diet coaches. All right, Tim and Billings next up. What's going on, Tim?
Good morning, Aaron. Speaking of TPS reports, have you seen the meme with Elon's face and Ron Paul's face superimposed over the office space image? It's like, so could you tell us exactly what it is that you do here? I mean, oh my gosh, it's heaven on earth. I mean, the people who crave small government and efficiency in government would dance a jig until the end of time if you could get those two guys to sit down and have a bureaucrat explain. What exactly is it that you do to warrant taxpayer dollars? I mean, how great would that be?
Yeah, because Elon Musk said he's going to go Javier Milei on these clowns. He's going to go through and start whacking, you know, just chopping. Okay, hey, what do you do here? All right, you're out of here. Okay, why are you wasting our money? You're out of here. So, no, that would be huge. He says he can save a lot of money in the federal budget, and I think he can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, have you seen that one video clip where the guy's talking about the bag of bushing that NASA buys or the Air Force buys, and it's $90,000 for a bag of 25 bushings that you could go down to one of the industrial supply places here in Billings, and that bag of bushings might cost you about, you know, $45 or something like that, depending on what the material is and what the tolerances for it are. But what I really was amazed at this weekend, Aaron, was, you know, I watched a little football yesterday, and I just kind of had the TV on while I was doing stuff in the house, cleaning house, doing dishes, stuff like that. And the amount of money that Democrats are throwing at this election on the weekend before the election day, when the vote in Yellowstone County is already 73%. It's like, I don't think they got the memo that Republicans aren't waiting until the last day anymore.
Isn't it great?
They're getting it in.
That's so great.
For example, I have to head to Idaho today. I'll be gone on election day. I dropped my ballot off last week. I didn't plan on being out of town this week, but circumstances happen. I have to go because my work requires it. And so, good thing I banked my vote.
You never know what. You don't even know what might happen tomorrow. So get out your vote today, even if you haven't yet.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This vision of hers, mandatory gun buybacks, it is as radical and extreme, and they've never wanted to focus on it. Donald Trump is mean and he's bad. And so they have not been doing as well as they can, and they have now just settled on fascist. They have settled on Nazi. They have settled on racist. They have purposely taken him out of context, and they have said the most vile, hateful things of anybody. And on top of it, we're all garbage. Irredeemable, deplorable, bitter Americans clinging to our God, guns, Bibles, religion, and garbage. That's who we are.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
You know, autumn leaves, they're beautiful until they start clogging up your gutters. You're busy enough this season without having to get up on a ladder, that horrible, dirty job, and clean out your gutters. Whether you're tired of unclogging your gutters or you don't even know what they look like, well, it's time for a permanent solution to protect your biggest investment, your home, and that is Leaf Filter. And right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Hannity. Now, clogs aren't just a nuisance. They can cause extensive water damage. Let Leaf Filter's trusted pros help protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and much more. They're going to clean out, realign, seal your gutters before they even install Leaf Filter and their award-winning patented technology. Never get on a ladder and clean out those gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Get your free inspection up to 30% off your entire purchase. Go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's leaffilter.com/Hannity today. See representative for warranty details.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
One of the things that government does that it doesn't get enough credit for is improving information. We don't check to see if the gasoline pumps, soda pop cans, or meat packages are correctly weighed and measured because those that mislabel run afoul of the law. Of course, requiring accurate labels has been taken to extremes in some places, like California, where a requirement that coffee be labeled as causing cancer was only recently repealed. Should we do more? Consider the situation of sugar exposure of children. Recent research makes a very strong case that babies who limit their sugar intake in the first 1,000 days since conception have a much lower risk of diabetes and hypertension. This also extends to the time before birth when the mother's consumption. Getting this kind of information out to pregnant women holds the promise of making a dent in a growing public health issue. But what if they don't change diet? Arguably, if we were to require lower sugar diets, say by regulating food, it might bring a better result. You might disagree. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Box 517, Laurel, Montana, 59044.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Yeah, this was such a great report here. Let's see. Washington Free Beacon. The Washington Free Beacon. This story, I can't believe I didn't get to this one on the air last week, but there was so much to talk about. There's always so much to talk about. And sometimes it's like, look, I think people are just, probably tired of hearing about, I don't know if they're tired of hearing about the Senate race or not, but it's just, there's so many other things to talk about here as well. But this is their headline from the Washington Free Beacon. John Tester says he's concerned about rich folks buying up Montana's land, but he keeps cashing their checks. So these people are all, I don't even think they're Montanans. I don't even think they're voting in Montana. These are second homeowners that own some very nice second homes here in Montana. You know, these out-of-state millionaires, maybe even billionaires, and they are sending a whole bunch of campaign contributions to flip-flop flat top. And so the Washington Free Beacon just detailed a whole host of these people here. What was number one? For some reason, my printout cut off number one. But yeah, there's a list of over like 10 of these folks, these wealthy out-of-state liberals that own multi-million-dollar properties here in Montana and are just flooding John Tester's campaign with a whole bunch of cash. Oh, there's the number one. Number one is a guy named George Matlitch. George Matlitch, who works at a private equity firm in New York. I've heard his name before. You know why I've heard his name before? Because that guy tries to block off roads so that you can't get access to public lands. That guy also contributes to the American Prairie Reserve, if I remember right. So he's another one of these anti-public access liberals, second homeowner. Well, he's probably got more than two homes, who's a... giving campaign contributions to John Tester. Oh, man. Anyway, it's a great report. You got to check it out. Let's go to Jim in Livingston. Jim, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, it's a pleasure to meet you. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, Jim, you must be a first-time caller.
I sure am. So with all this hoopla about Tim Sheehy and this bullet wound from the national park and getting it in Afghanistan. My question is, you know, he explained, hey, it was a ricochet. I was trying to protect my unit. I didn't want to get anyone in trouble. It was a small wound. And he was worried about it getting dislodged when he fell in the park. So when he went to the hospital, I was just wondering, if they took an x-ray, could he just supply it and just kind of debunk all this junk?
So Jim, you must be one of these seminar caller Democrats, because we've got a sucking chest wound. We've got a sucking chest wound on our southern border right now, but you're talking about a story from 6 months ago. So you're not concerned about the wide open southern border, the illegal aliens invading this country, and John Tester in support of that.
Oh, yeah.
You are? Okay. So you're voting for Tim Sheehy, you're voting for Republicans across the board.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is no mix in this.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. There is no mix. No, my whole point of bringing this up is to debunk, you know, John Tester and what he's trying to smear with Tim Sheehy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think really the big picture here is Tim Sheehy has a Bronze Star for valor and a Purple Heart. And that's what John Tester is attacking. Remember, John Tester, this phony, this flip-flop flat top, couldn't even say thanks for your service. Not only to Tim Sheehy, but to his wife, Carmen, who is a Marine Corps veteran. And look at all of the failures, all of the lies out of John Tester. It is such a sham what this guy is doing. This guy is so desperate. All right, sorry we're short on time.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.